Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Monday of the third week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called Synagogue of Freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians and people from Cilicia and Asia came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people. The elders and the scribes accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who testified, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him claim that this Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today in our reading, we have the beginnings of Stephen's encounter with a group called the Synagogue of Freedmen. Now, Stephen, of course, was one of the deacons that was ordained by the apostles to take care of the need that was present of the Greek-speaking Jews. And again, all of those that were ordained, their names were Greek. So what we have here is the apostles making sure that the people that are taking care of the needs are those who are sensitive to the needs of those around. But Stephen, as well as the others that were ordained, were given more than the ability to serve at tables, as it was said earlier on, but also they were operating in signs and wonders. They were operating as proclaimers of the gospel. And so here, Stephen, as it says, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. So here they are, again, doing these amazing works with the people of Jerusalem. And there was a group that came and basically contended against Stephen. They were called the Synagogue of Freedmen. Now, this is kind of an interesting term, but what we're talking about basically is a group of Jews that were Greek in their origin. They're from Cyrene. They're from Alexandria. They're from Cilicia. They're from Asia. So they're converts. They're proselytes to Judaism. And so they were probably brought in as slaves, but have been made free people. And so they've called themselves basically the Synagogue of Freedmen, but very passionate about the Jewish faith. And so they were really angry with Stephen, and they tried to contend with him, but they couldn't compete with his wisdom and the power with which he spoke. And so they instigated others to go and to make claims about Stephen to the Sanhedrin. And of course, this was the beginning of the end for Stephen. And all that they did in this instigation, they brought forth these false lies. He never stopped saying that Jesus was going to destroy the temple. That wasn't it. It was an allegory. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple," talking about himself, and in 3 days he will raise it up. He was not talking about Moses' teaching being changed, but being fulfilled. But they could not, again, stand having anyone who contended against, they felt, the faith that they were comfortable with. And now, interestingly, Luke makes the observation that when all of these things were being said, all of these charges were being levied against him in front of the Sanhedrin, when he was dragged there and presented to them, that he was basically kind of in a court. He was being accused of capital offenses. This could mean his death. And the Sanhedrin had the authority to do just that, to execute him. But interestingly, as Luke says, all who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him. As these charges were brought, they were zoned in on looking at him. And they saw his face was like the face of an angel. What a powerful description. That in the midst of these hatred, these hated accusations, in the midst of this hatred, in the midst of this churn that was going on with these people, this intensity, and all that was being levied against him, he was being brought there so that they could kill him. And in the midst of all that, his face was peaceful. His face was angelic. There was this sense of glory that was upon him that couldn't be, it's just couldn't be described any other way than being the face of an angel. Now, of course, Stephen begins his discourse, and it's a pretty powerful discourse, and we're going to end up tomorrow with a conclusion of that. So we aren't going to get into the discourse in the daily readings. I'd encourage you to do it. It's really powerful stuff. What we really have here is Stephen giving the Sanhedrin a history lesson. He's taking them all the way back to Abraham and talking about this thread of salvation history that goes on throughout the entirety of the Old Testament, but leads us right to Jesus. And that's where we see that Stephen is heading. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How good it is for us to really just see this amazing time where, even in the midst of hatred and all of that, that Stephen remains peaceful. This is that peace that passes all understanding that Paul talks about in Scripture. This is that peace in the midst of the storm that we see that the apostles had with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. This is that same peace that God can give us when we go through circumstances that we face, knowing that the Spirit of God can do wondrous things in us and through us. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.